We're going to begin in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. John is the only biblical writer to actually call this coming individual the Antichrist. Although he's referred to throughout the Old and New Testament, the term Antichrist is only found in 1 John and 2 John. So let's get started. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, New King James. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. That's 1 John chapter 2. Verses 18 through 22. So let's begin with the subject of the last hour, because John said, little children, it is the last hour. And I'm calling this particular section of our study, this brief section, a strategic period, the last hour, a strategic period. John considered his time, the time in which he was living, the last hour. It is likely that he marked this time out in this way because the advent of Jesus signaled the final dispensation of God's dealings with sinful man. Now, when we talk about John, we're talking about the Apostle John, the disciple John, and not John the Baptist, the John that wrote the Gospel, as well as 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and the book of Revelation, that John the Apostle. So, it's possible he marked out this time in this way because the advent of Jesus, the coming of Jesus to the world, signaled the final dispensation of God's dealings with sinful man. Jesus is the eschatological man. He's the last Adam. His coming is the beginning of the end of God's dealings with sin and evil. When I say eschatological, the word eschatos means last. So therefore, eschatology is the study of the last things or the last days. Jesus is the eschatological man. He is the last Adam. And as such, his coming signaled a strategic period in God's dealings with the man, with men and with the earth. Now, when we look up this word, last hour, it's actually two words, last hour. It's only used here in 1 John in the whole New Testament. Now, John, when he spoke of an hour in his other writings, he speaks of it in terms of a critical season. In other words, when he speaks of a particular hour, he's speaking of a critical season. Now, the dominant sense of the expression last days in the New Testament is that of a period of suffering and struggle preceding a divine victory, a period of suffering and struggle preceding a divine victory. Hence, the phrase here does not refer to the end of the world, but to the period preceding a crisis in the advance of Christ's kingdom. A period preceding a crisis in the advance of Christ's kingdom. And this period of advance is marked by the appearance of many antichrists, which we will get to in some detail a little later. Now, this definition of the phrase the last hour is taken from Vincent's Greek word study. So the critical season was in progress at the time of writing. John acknowledges that they had entered the final season of God's dealings with sinful mankind. And this season was marked off by not only the appearance of Christ, but the appearance of many antichrists. Many antichrists. Now, when we talk about Jesus as the last Adam, Jesus as the eschatological man, we all know, or we should know, that Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise to the woman Eve in Genesis 3:15. He is the seed of his covenant, God's covenant with Abraham, Galatians 3:16. He is the prophet. Jesus is the prophet like unto Moses, described in Deuteronomy 18:18. Jesus is the suffering servant, proclaimed by Isaiah in chapter 53 of his book. Messiah the Prince, another name for Jesus, Messiah the Prince was mathematically predicted by Daniel in Daniel chapter 9, verse 25. Daniel pinpointed with mathematical precision the time of the appearing of Messiah the Prince. John the Baptist preached that this king, this coming king, would baptize the world with the Holy Ghost or with fire in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. And as such, Jesus is the pivot upon which all history turns. And as we all know, Jesus changed the calendar, you see, from B.C. to A.D. So Jesus is the pivotal individual of all history. Okay, it could easily be said that Jesus has had the greatest impact upon the world of any single life. And his appearance on the scene in the days of John, both Johns, John the Baptist and John the Disciple, marked a change of dispensation. It marked the last hour. So therefore, John says in 1 John 2, little children, it is the last hour. So if it was the last hour back then, in John's time, it's certainly the last hour right now. John recognized that the entrance of Jesus into history was a strategic event regarding the future of evil and of the champion of evil, the devil. 1 John 3:8 says this, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I'll say that again, that last point. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, this word manifested means to cause something to be fully known by revealing clearly and in some detail. So in other words, Christ was manifested. We know that it was the beginning of a strategic period. We know that it was the last hour because it was stated why Jesus was appearing on the scene. And one of the main reasons he was appearing on the scene, according to 1 John 3:8, was to destroy the works of the devil. We see this theme again in Hebrews 2:14. Hebrews 2:14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. So as we can see, in this, the last hour, Jesus is not seeking to compromise with the devil. He's not seeking to dialogue with the devil, okay, or to make a treaty with the devil, but to destroy both him and his works. That's what he came to do. So from God's perspective, this is his agenda regarding the devil and regarding evil. Now, in view of Christ's program and the fact that it is the terminus of God's dealings with the devil, it's not surprising that Satan would launch his greatest offensive at this time. In this last hour, Lucifer has flooded the world with antichrist, as we saw in 1 John 2:18b. John says that this multitude of antichrists in themselves corroborate the testimony of God that these are indeed the last days.